It's time for Wisconsin Life with a different look at roads from a biker's perspective. A winding road makes for a motorcycle paradise. Ron Davis tells us about a legendary stretch of a highway near La Crosse.
Few avid motorcyclists haven't heard of the famous Tail of the Dragon near Deals Gap, North Carolina. Its 318 curves spread over just 11 miles have made the Dragon a legendary mecca for riders. But in Wisconsin, we have our own version, the Manduro Cut. Located near La Crosse, between West Salem and Manduro on Highway 108, the cut sits in the heart of Wisconsin's driftless area. The last glacier bypassed that part of the state, though its gushing runoff sculpted southwestern Wisconsin into a maze of towering ridges and deep, twisting valleys. Back in 1907, farmers around Phillips Ridge found it too steep to climb with crops for the railway in West Salem or milk for the Manduro Creamery, so they had to take the long way around. Under Governor Bob La Follette's Good Roads program, the state and area landowners paid workers $1.25 a day to chisel a cut through the ridge. To their dismay, contractors found they had underestimated the task. Rather than sandstone, as they had thought, they struck a hard dolomite dome 10 feet down. After 2 years, using only horse-drawn wagons, wheelbarrows, picks, shovels, and a little dynamite, workers had carved out what, at 74 feet deep and 28 feet wide, is the second deepest hand-hewn cut in the Western Hemisphere. It still ranks as the oldest cut that has remained unimproved, and in 2007 it was added to the National Register of Historic Places. But amazing as that might sound, it's not the Manduro Cut's history that attracts motorcyclists, sports car enthusiasts, or even bicyclists. It's the curves, or to use rider jargon, the twisties. Starting on level ground and winding up and over at 1,300 feet, riders get a chance to thread their way through 20 or 30 snake-like bends and switchbacks. Though you can find plenty of pretty hairy videos online of riders pushing the limits of their skill, most riders enjoy the cut for the challenge of finding a smooth line through each bend, an elegant ballet of countersteering, lean, and throttle. The scenery is worth a leisurely look, too. Pausing at the turnout marked by a historical marker, you're bound to witness an intermittent parade that runs the gamut of two-wheelers. Older couples on gleaming BMWs talking excitedly into their helmet intercoms. Grim-faced sport riders planning the apex of their next line, hopefully on the right side of the double yellow. Grinning black leather bikers rumbling by on Harleys. Or even squadrons of perky-colored scooters, their riders just having a blast. My recommendation? Whether you're a rider or what we call a cager on four wheels, check out the Manduro Cut. But take it easy on your first run. Enjoy the sights. Think finesse, not fast. This is no racetrack, and you never know who or what might be around the next corner. Hey, even the Tail of the Dragon has a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit, and you know you're going to want to turn around at the bottom and go right back through.
Ron Davis is a writer and teacher in central Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a collaboration between Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council.
For more information, visit the website wisconsinlife.org and find Wisconsin Life on Facebook.
Now another Wisconsin-based motorcyclist joins us to talk about motorcycle culture here in the state. Brandy Smith-Vuick has been riding for 20 years. She owns a lodge in the state that exclusively serves motorcyclists. Brandy, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, or good afternoon, Rob and Cynthia. How are you today?
Well, I'm really good. Well, I've got to ask, after hearing that piece, have you biked that Manduro Cut?
I have several times.
What's it like?
It's quite an interesting route to take, and anybody who visits this region, definitely, it's a must-do ride. It's not a really long ride, but for many people, that's enough. A few twisties, a few little hairpin curves gets the blood rushing, gets your heart pounding, and you know maybe only 5 or 6 miles of that is enough. So for a lot of people, but it's a great ride. It's beautiful scenery. Many people who tour this area and have toured other areas of the country say it rivals the Tail of the Dragon, actually, that Ron mentioned. At least for that short stretch, it feels very much like that.
Talk a bit about motorcyclist culture here in the state, and how much of a draw is your resort?
Well, because we cater exclusively to motorcyclists, we stay busy. I can say that, Cynthia. We stay busy. What we offer is unique because we offer lodging only for motorcyclists, people in cages or cars, while if they're towing a bike or they're supplying support for a group of motorcyclists, they unfortunately will have to find another place to stay because we are bikers only. But this area is a great draw for motorcyclists. The driftless region here is unique in the state, as you probably know, because of the glaciers having skirted this area. So it's nothing but twisties. It's nothing but valleys and ridges, and really, we tell people it is some of the finest riding in the Midwest and rivals some of the better riding outside of this area.
Well, Brandy, as a cager myself, I don't really know the motorcycle scene in the country. Are people coming from around the country to check us out here in Wisconsin?
Yes, people are. As a matter of fact, people are coming from other countries to check us out here in Wisconsin. We had a couple of folks from Germany stay with us last year. They were sport bike riders and came here to tour the region and to write. They wrote for a magazine that enjoys distribution in Europe for the most part, and they really loved the area, really loved it. And we've had people come from Cabo. They came through the region and adored it, and we get people from around the country, but, you know, it's amazing to me that people from other countries want to visit here as well. It really is a gorgeous area to ride in.
How late in the season are you still getting visitors? Are people biking year-round?
Well, I know a few people that bike year-round. You have to really be a diehard, and I will say that most of them ride BMWs. If I am out in March and it's early and there isn't a leaf to be seen and it's 25 degrees and you see a bike coming at you, it's probably someone on a BMW. They are very devoted to their riding. However, once snow's on the ground, I think most motorcyclists give that up. So we stay open until the end of October. But for many folks, you know, once the leaves are off the trees and it's kind of dreary and bleary, they're ready to park the bike for the winter and just come out and pet it occasionally and think about spring and how wonderful it's going to be to get back on the roads once the sand and salt have washed away.
So I'm not terribly familiar with motorcycles, but why is it a BMW if you're seeing it in the winter?
Oh, you know, there's something about folks that ride BMWs, and not to be disrespectful to anybody else who rides any other model, it just seems like they are fearless in the face of the elements. Whether or not they're just unwilling to get off that bike, I don't know, but they break out all the heated gear and they are bundled up and they just don't seem to want to quit riding, I guess.
Now, Brandy, TV and movies, you know, Rebel Without a Cause to Sons of Anarchy, motorcycles associated with a bad element. In the real world, what's it like? What's the sense of community among the people who ride?
Well, there's a very strong sense of community amongst motorcyclists. And, you know, one thing that I always think of is, and it isn't just everyone likes to hang out in a bar and have some drinks and talk about the road, because certainly there's that too. And at our place, people like to hang out around the fire at night and talk about the road. But it goes beyond that. It goes beyond socializing. There are many groups that support great charitable causes. All you have to do is Google motorcycle runs or charity motorcycle runs in any state in the country, and you will see more than what you could possibly fill your weekends with. There's charitable rides for everyone who's maybe a local person who's been injured motorcycling, or a family member, all the way up to the pediatric brain tumor. I'm sorry, I can't think of the name of the organization, but they do a huge ride. There's rides for MS. There's rides for any any illness or issue that you can think of, and that brings motorcyclists together, and people love that. And on a very basic level, if you're on a bike and you break down somewhere and you're alone, you aren't going to be alone for very long. If another motorcyclist comes by and sees that you're in need, they're going to stop. I'd like to think that that crosses all brands, that it has nothing to do with what brand of bike you're riding. You're a motorcyclist in trouble and you need some assistance, and someone is bound to stop and say, hey, what can I do for you? Can I make a call? Can I go get you a part? Is there something I can do for you?
Has biking culture in Wisconsin changed over time? What have you observed?
Well, I think that because of the influx of new riders that are coming in all the time, and then there's the opposite of that. It's an aging group of riders in some respects. Now, I'm speaking from what our clientele is, and our clientele is a little bit older, middle-agers for the most part, and they've seen a real cultural shift. It's everybody who rides now. It's not, 40 years ago, it was bikers, and there was a certain persona associated with bikers. That really has changed. There is no one group or people that are bikers or motorcyclists. It's everybody who does it. So with that change, of course, then the culture changes too. Sure, people still like to go to bars and hang out and drink, and that's the classic, you know, thing that people think of. But as I said, with all these charitable events and the people who motorcycle now, it really, really has changed the feel of motorcycling. Now, not completely. The reason people ride has not changed. The freedom of the road, the way it feels when you ride your motorcycle, there's nothing that you can compare that to.
Brandy, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me as a guest. I really...
That was Brandy Smith-Viewick, co-owner of Blue Highway Motorcycle Lodge, talking about motorcycle culture here in Wisconsin.